maybe Jacques Brel. Stay tuned.
Samba, um samba bastante eclético para
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio. Sorry, we're a few minutes running behind, but we are going to get everything back on schedule right away. Welcome to Sounds of the City, a show for promoting all upcoming live concerts in and around Vancouver. And since I'm already late, I am going to get right into it. Grimes is playing on October 17th at the Commodore Ballroom. And here's one. It's called Vanessa. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Oh, I've been
listened to the song Vanessa by Grimes. Once again, Grimes are playing at the Commodore Ballroom on October the 17th. Make sure you check that out. You can buy tickets on Ticketmaster.com. But carrying on with the rest of the show and not being so far away, moving to dates around here, on September 29th is the, as you all know, it's going to be the Olio Festival, which runs from September 19th to September 23rd. And it's throughout venues all around town. And there's so many great headliners, including Lady Hawk, Julian Doran, Brastronaut, Poor Moon, No Sinner, No Sensei, God Knows, etc., etc. There's, and King Dudes, which are personally one of my favorites. Ooh, Father John Misty. Ooh, shout out, 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 out. Oh, there's tons of music we're having at the Olio Festival, but there's only so much we can talk about right now. One band I would like to help give a shout out to is Brastronaut. We're going to be playing as part of the one of the headliners of the Olio Festival, and they're going to be playing on September the 29th at the Rickshaw Theater. I got one song queued up for you guys. It's called Revostoke Dam, and it's from their latest album called Mean Son. It came out in 2012. Enjoy this one. And that was Revelstoke Dam by Brastronaut. Once again, Brastronaut is going to be playing at the Rickshaw Theater as part of the Olio Festival on September the 29th. Make sure you check that out. And coming a little bit earlier than that date, on September the 19th, we have the Animal Collective that's going to be playing at the Malkin Bowl. I don't know how much tickets are yet, but I will go look into that and I will get back to you right away with that information. However, a song that I have queued up for you right now is one called For Reverend Green, and it is awesome. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio, and we'll be back shortly with a special interview calling in from the boys of the Bright Light Social Hour, who are going to have a show in Vancouver at the Media Club on Sunday, September 16th, this coming Sunday. But for now, back to Animal Collective. Here's For Reverend Green.
We'll be right back.
that was For Reverend Green by the Animal Collective. And to discuss the word, why it's called a collective, I have brought in music enthusiast and evangelist, Mr. Kyle Shepherd, from all the way from Nanaimo, BC. Kyle, how are you today?
Yeah.
Animal Collective, why is it called a collective? Why not Animal Smashers or like Animal Pumpkins?
Right. Apparently, they wanted to call it a collective so as to leave the idea of what members are part of it totally open. So if they wanted to go on tour or record an album with a different member, or say without the bass player or without the guy who mixes elephant sounds screaming, they have perfect permission to do so. They don't have to make a new band name. They don't have to reset their members or anything. It's just a collective. It's come and go as you wish and keep it open.
And that was today's random piece of information by Mr. Kyle Shepherd, all the way from Nanaimo. We will be back with him shortly. However, to continue on with the music of the evening, once again, in case you forgot, Animal Collective is playing on September the 19th at the Malcolm Bowl. Hopefully it won't be raining. The weather forecast looks good and you should be there. But afterwards, 10 days later, on September the 29th, Amanda Palmer, the wife of sci-fi writer Neil Gaiman, which has nothing to do with her music, I'm just saying that as a random fact, you know, because they do sometimes perform together, but this is her own solo show. She's playing on September 29th at the Commodore Ballroom, and what a character she is. Listen to this one. It's called The Killing Type.
Get what they do it for. It's also terribly fake. I see the pictures from a thousand years of battle, and I think it's such a like Nike hidden out of sight. But I'd be useless if they jumped. I'm really not the killing type. I'm 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 not. I've got a picture of your mom before the war when she was young. saying it now.
Good morning. That was Amanda Palmer with the song The Killing Type. She's playing on September 29th at the Commodore Ballroom. Kyle was going to speak, but he's quite shocked at how much of a positive message that song had. It's best to wake up all mornings with the words die, 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 die. You can talk about it if you want. How do you feel about it? How did you like the song?
I thought it had a positive message. She's not the killing type. Don't kill. That's the message. Don't kill people.
Then why does she kill people? We're looking at her music video right now, so why is she covered in blood? And that could be the question of the day. Why is Amanda Palmer covered in blood? But you could check her out and see for yourself on September 29th at the Commodore Ballroom. But carrying on with the rest of the show, I don't know, I kind of felt depressed about that. I want to play one by the Bright Lights Social Hour, whom are going to be coming playing in... of the Media Club on this Sunday, September the 16th. This is one, it's a live performance from them. It's called Shanty. Take a listen to this one, and hopefully when we come back, we might even have them on the air talking to us live. Enjoy it. Try not to cough. You're listening to On CITR 101.9 FM. In Vancouver.
Get on down.
And that was the song Shanty by Bright Lights, Social Hour. And I believe if my connections are working right now, I got Curtis all the way from Bright Lights, Social Hour on the line with me. Curtis, how are you, my friend?
Howdy, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am good. So wait, where are you guys at right now? You were playing a show in Vancouver on this Sunday at the Media Club, but I checked your touring schedule. Apparently for the past few months, you guys have just been driving around North America, haven't you?
Right. We've been on and off the road for pretty much the whole summer. Right now, we just finished a show in Seattle last night, and we're making our way up to Victoria for the Ruklandia Festival this weekend.
But, you know, the show you're most excited for is obviously the one in Media Club in Vancouver, right?
Oh, absolutely. We've never been to Vancouver before, and we've only heard awesome things, so we've been looking forward to that.
Well, hopefully we'll definitely show you a great, great time once you arrive here. But I just played some of your live stuff. I'm curious to know, how different is your live stuff than from your personal recordings? Because from what I can tell, you do a lot of jamming with each other. And I want to...
I feel like the interplay live just kind of adds to, you know, a sense of, like, you know, energy. There's, like, a bit more communication that goes between us as we're playing. So, the experience is a bit more, like, raw and visceral than the studio recordings that can be, you know, a little more tame by comparison, I guess. I would say, you know, people can expect a lot more energy at our live show.
And what if you guys mess up?
That's part of the fun, too. I don't know if anyone could enjoy the highlights if there weren't lowlights to compare them to every now and then.
So I was listening to a bunch of your music, and I have a hard time describing to my listeners exactly what genre, what type you are. I guess rock and roll it is, but it's very disco. Yeah. It's very, I feel like it's one of those parties, even though I've never actually seen you guys live because you haven't come to Vancouver, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday. But I got a feeling it's one of those parties that people are going to throw toilet paper all around the place by the end of the show.
Look at it, we're students of a variety of music, and, you know, while kind of rock and roll might be kind of the, you know, in the center of what we're doing, you know, we all like, you know, old soul music, R&B, funk, newer dance music, you know, electronic dance music. Our influence is really all across the board, and we try to bring what we can in from pretty much anything we like to kind of inform our approach.
So tell me how the band got together, and more importantly, tell me, how did Jack's mustache get as part of the band?
I guess first things first, Jack and I met in college, 2004, 2005, a little liberal arts college outside of Austin, Texas. We started a kind of an early iteration of the band that was quite a bit different than what it is now. It was more kind of a hardcore, skronky, noise rock sort of thing. That version of the band kind of went in and out of, members. Jack spent some time abroad, did some different things, and, you know, we put the band back together with the four of us, AJ on keyboards and drums, probably about 4 or 5 years ago. The mustache came about, how it, you know, started having that.
Because it's a giant mustache, and it seems iconic to your band.
We got a really funny email from the guy who was recording the first record, and it was from his mustache directed to Jack's mustache, and it was kind of in a, you know, like LOL cat language, you know, you'll see in, like, internet memes and such. And we thought it was hilarious, the idea of, like, his mustache being excited to work with Jack's mustache. So we kind of took that idea and ran with it for, you know, promoting the album and, you know, getting fundraising together for it.
So does that mean Jack has to always have a mustache for the rest of his life in the band?
I don't think he's bound to it, you know. Right now he's not much of a mustache. He's going through kind of a summer phase.
He's
got to get the heat off, you know.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm glad you have pictures of it, and hopefully I'll post one on the Sounds of the City Facebook page for everyone to see, because it is quite an iconic mustache. But I got really interested in your band when I heard some bad news, where apparently a whole bunch of people, like, you guys were robbed from all your equipment.
Yeah.
But then it was followed by a very inspirational story, which I've told to many different people, where you guys put a call out for just donations for your fans to help out with a dollar or two, whatever. And apparently within like less than 2 weeks, you made all the money that you needed to do to buy all your equipment back, right?
That's
a hell of a
following. What happened, we were on our way up to a festival in northern Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. We stopped for coffee in the afternoon in Saskatoon, and it was in broad daylight. Our van was broken into. We came back out, the guitars were gone, all of our luggage was gone, and like 5 suitcases of musicians' clothes, which is of questionable value to anybody. So, you know, we were all pretty stunned, but within actually a week, we had recovered the full financial loss from all of our fans, family, friends. What started out as a pretty big shock and kind of a tragedy, especially for Jack and I losing our instruments, turned into a really big show of support that we're still kind of like riding high off now. Yeah.
Totally, man. Like that'll give you enough confidence to go take over the world.
Absolutely. We can't let people down now, you know?
I saw the posting said, please stop donating because we've actually, we reached what we wanted to reach. And it's like, wow, you guys have a huge support and it's nice to see you have that. Yeah. I want to play, I look forward to seeing you on September the 16th. And I want to leave Curtis with us and our audiences with the song Men of the Earth. Do you want to do an introduction to it or am I just playing?
Sure. This next track is off our debut album, self-titled, and I hope you enjoy it, Men of the Earth.
Awesome. And I'll see you on Sunday, September the 16th at the show.
See you there too. Thank you.
Have a good trip, my friend. Bye-bye.
You too.
And this one's called Men of the Earth by the Bright Light Social Hour. They're playing September 16th at the Media Club.
Come and see the lo-fi, freaky surf psych punks, the Crystal Swells, at the Astoria Pub at 9769 East Hastings. With them will be the Bad Weather Kelmia, the Lovely Bad Things, and the Courtneys. Tickets are $8 and available at Highlight, Red Cat, Neptune, and Zulu Record, or online at northerntickets.com. Doors open at 9:30. Saturday, October 27th. Union Events presents Alan Stone live in concert with special guests Kingsick and Yuna at the Vogue Theater. Stone mixes elements of pop with soul and gospel into a soul-soothing sound, so don't miss his last Canadian tour stop. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased in advance through Zulu Records or online at unionevents.com or voguetheater.com. Doors open at 7, all ages are welcome.
Winnie Cooper presents the Thursday Concert Series at 560. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. It currently houses four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will showcase some of the biggest local and international acts to hit town. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
Delivering you the illest trip-hop, hip-hop, electro swing, and all the dirty beats. Your hosts, Sprocket Doyle and Skads One. Stay sexy.
And welcome back to CITR Radio 101.9 FM with your host Ryan in the Sounds of the City radio. I still have another 15 minutes before the end of the show. We just had a nice phone conversation with Curtis from the Bright Light Social Hour. Once again, they're going to be playing at the Media Club on September the 16th. But carrying on, we have another wicked band called Nouvelle Vague, and they're going to be playing in Vancouver on October the 16th at the Commodore Ballroom. And this is a song, it's kind of my new little favorite, even though I haven't listened to it. It's called In the Manner of Speaking. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City.
Tell
just listened to some good old Nouvelle Vague, and Nouvelle Vague is going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom on October 16th. But going a little bit, and the song that you just heard, sorry, was called In a Manner of Speaking by Nouvelle Vague. It'll be a chill good night. Check it out October 16th at the Commodore Ballroom. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com. We're carrying on with the rest of my show. On 15th of September 2012, we have Hot Chip, and they're going to be playing also at the Commodore Ballroom. And the song that I have queued up for you guys right now is called Night and Day. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio, and then we're going to come back and play another song, and then I'm going to pass the microphone on to Dorothy at Stereo Blues. I'll get out of your way. But until then, here's Night and Day. It's called from the band Hot Chip. Night and Day by Patrick Watson. No, I'm sorry. That was Night and Day by Hotchip. What's his face? Kyle corrected me on that one. And Patrick Watson, which is the song I want to play for you right now. It's called The Storm, and he's going to be playing at the Center for Performing Arts on November the 15th. You're listening to The Storm on Sounds of the City Radio.
To the road, the dust up to his nose. Put that anchor down to find a place where he could go, cause he was looking for the shelter from the storm. You were looking for a place that you could call your own. You kept on now walking past the signs you used to see. Kept on getting used to dropping anchor in the sea. Cause you're looking for a shelter of a storm. Looks like news that storm is coming closer every day. No.
A song called The Storm by Patrick Watson. That is it for this week's episode of Sounds of the City Radio. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We'll be right back with some great blues music with Dorothy from Stereo Blues. But until then, take it easy, stay safe, and here's a new Dave Matthews song called Belly Belly Nice Nice.
Are warm and the well is full of virtue. Yeah!
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of the water. Jack fell down and broke his crown because he was messing with a preacher's daughter.
Open up your wings, make a dead man sing. Such a good, good thing, this can't be wrong. No, 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 he can't get too much love. I don't you feel it in your belly, go get
you feel it in your belly, come on.
Mama's
is in the kitchen, and daddy's in the field, and baby girl is gone to town, cause she liked the way it make her feel. Swimming in the river, rolling in the mud, when the juice is dripping off your chin, one peach is not enough. You can't get too much love.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness?
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on, what about
Jay,
Mark,
Jason,
the Bear, all those guys? Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette,
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to...
You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sun Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read, or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise. Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.